98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Jerry Jones, Kraft has actually brought this to the table years ago. The owners won an 18-game season, and the big thing is they go, well, we'll cut two preseason games out. And it's funny, when they're making helmet rules and they're doing all these other things, they say, oh, well, two more games. What could go wrong? And here is Jerry Jones explaining his way of thinking.
The demands, the price that our fans are paying, ultimately, not only for the ticket, but the coming to the game, the coming out and participating.
Yeah, it's not the ticket to the game. It's actually coming out and participating and sitting. I mean, how many times have you gone to a game and you're like, oh, boy, I can't believe I'm participating in this affair.
I got to get up for this. Got to get up for this game today. You playing in a game? No, I'm going.
No, but it's
I got to get up for it.
The money's the least of my issues. I mean, I got to be there, and I got to be on fire for 3.5 hours. My boys need me.
Yeah. 12th man.
And what a good reason for 18 games. Now, I wish that they played 18 games instead of the two preseason games. But if I'm a player, I'm thinking that's probably not a good idea.
I'd be fine with just getting rid of two preseason games. Yeah, and keeping the 16 regular season.
Well, what do I care about the preseason games? Well, I mean, they exist in a bubble. I don't really care.
Do the owners care, really, about the gate you get for preseason football games?
No, they want the TV money.
So I agree with Hardy. I think that's a great idea. Two preseason games, maybe a joint practice or two, and you're all set.
No, they want to have the gate from those games. Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, it's the concession and the gate and everything else. I mean, they're not giving those up without getting something in return.
And if the players say, okay, you're going to make us play 18 regular season games, pay us to play two extra regular season games because our injury risk increases
by a lot. All right, so he continues.
Has increased over the years to the point that I think we all are looking at it very carefully. My solution is real simple. Is cut back on preseason games, have one at each team's home, and play a couple of them, and then you need to add two games to the regular season, which I've been a proponent of for several years. And that's a better equity or a better way of players using what they bring to the table. Their talents, their skills, their professional time in pro sports.
And a better way to get me money. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to drink an insane amount of Johnny Walker Blue and have some girls follow me into the bathroom, if you don't mind. I mean, these players are sitting around going, why aren't there more games? I have to showcase my skills. 16 games is not enough.
They can't keep enough players healthy for 16 regular season games. And they want to add like two more where the starters are going and they're going. If you add that many more, you're going to get more meaningless games at the end of a season.
And by
almost
the,
certainly.
By the way, they've completely changed training camp, as you know, and it's basically become non-contact. And they have all these player safety rules on kickoffs and your helmet.
Yeah, that's the NFL's argument. Well, I mean, we have all these safety rules, and the players won't get nearly as injured as they used to. So
no,
why can't they play two more games?
Well, the argument then is moot because you would say, well, there's two more games to get hurt. If your big issue is not having, you know, the players get hurt, you can't add more games. It exponentially increases the injury risk, and especially at the end of the season.
Give them a bigger payday. That's fair. And the other thing it does is certainly give our fans what we all think they deserve, and that is a competitive game.
Yeah. The owners are going to have to give up extra roster spots to do this. And that's something, you know, pay more money, expand the rosters. Well, you're going to have to do that. If you want to field
a
competitive team
great.
For 18 games, you're going to have to expand the rosters to whatever, 53 every week and 60, you know, active.
Well, I couldn't wait to see the 59th and 60th player on the field. I mean, when you get very marginal talent on the field, that's when things erupt. But I like that he's thinking for the fans.
Right.
That's a mouthful.
Would the season start 2 weeks earlier? Would finish a couple of weeks later, going almost into March? Would there be an extra bye week thrown in there? How would that work?
Yeah, there's a lot of detail, and I don't want to in any way depreciate how we need to go through those details, but it does impact a lot of things. It impacts bye weeks. It impacts start of the year.
It impacts crime. Evil, or as you say, crime. Now remember this, 5/15/75. Now, what's 16 plus 2? 18. God is something else. God is something else.
Remember this number.
Remember, because that's a number with attitude.
Used to start the season earlier. Now we do it at Labor Day. The Labor Day thing works out after Labor Day. That works out good for us. But there's a lot of detail to it, but it's very doable.
I like how he whistles his S's. That's always a really fun thing to listen to from people.
Whistling S's.
So
they can't help themselves, and they can't wrap their head around the notion that forget about less being more, but just being enough. What you have is enough. And if you take away a couple of preseason games, which nobody gives a crap about, then it's not going to affect anything. You might, heaven forbid, you might actually give something back to the players, which the NFL is the worst players union out of the four major sports. They're so severely underrepresented and represented in such a poor way. The fact that the owners getting together and saying, you know what, these preseason games are crap.
It's going to be a work stoppage.
They're really bad.
It's going to be a work stoppage in 3 years because you're right. The NFL Players Union has handled things horribly. They certainly did for this last 10-year CBA. Oh. And when it expires in a few years, this is where the NFL Players Association is going to try and step up and try and make their voices heard. And we'll have a work stoppage, and we'll see how the owners like that.
All right. When we come back, Hardy's very excited because a guy got ate by a shark. We will have that for you. There are no longer CBS Sports Minutes, so we'll be back sooner than ever.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. For some reason, people in the summer, it's great because no one's ever around, but they like to go to Cape Cod. They like to fight the traffic. They like to go down. And my prediction is and I'm not being morbid, but my prediction will be that Cape Cod is basically uninhabitable sooner than later. That it not uninhabitable, that you couldn't have a house down there, but I don't know why you would if you couldn't go into the water. And due to environmental issues, sharks are closer to the coast than ever before. Am I right about that?
Seems like the great white sightings have gone up and up year after year. A lot of people blame the seal population. Other people are studying whether or not it's just a migration or a movement of the sharks. You know, there's all these shark trackers now. There's OSearch. There's the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy. There's more and more people studying the sharks, seeing where they're going, how they're living, where they're feeding. But, yeah, they're spotting the great whites, it seems, with more frequency now. And
there are apps where you can go and you can see where in Cape Cod the sharks are.
Right, right. Now, some people would argue they've always been there. They're just better at tagging and following and spotting them now.
I could make the argument that they were never this close, that it was very, very rare that a great white would get that close to shore. And they believe it's water temperatures. It's where...
You left out the climate change argument.
No, that's what I'm completely saying. Is that due to climate change, the seals are closer than... usual, the water temperature is warmer than usual, and the sharks are forced in order to eat. And people go, well, there's always seals around, but I don't think at this number that close to shore. So here come the sharks.
Right. And here comes a 61-year-old man from New York State. His name is William Litton. And on August 15th, he was swimming in about, he said, 8 to 10 feet of water off of Truro. You know where Truro is? So you head up the arm of the Cape, up toward Provincetown. I'd say it's about halfway up the arm there.
Fantastic.
All right. Out there swimming, spend summers in Cape Cod. Said he felt that he's finally, after he was attacked on August 15th, and we all remember him being airlifted off of the beach. Scott Zolak had predicted that somebody would be, violently attacked by a shark this summer on Cape Cod.
I like his predictions considering that's where he spends his summers.
Well, he also predicted it would be a cocky 25 to 37-year-old man from the North Shore who was in a weekly rental on Cape Cod. He had a very specific prediction.
Some jabroni that doesn't own a house in Cape
Cod. Yes, yes. Turns out, well, this was a 61-year-old doctor from New York who spends a lot of time in Cape Cod, not just a weekly renter.
Because if you're a weekly renter, what you're more likely to do is get bit by a shark because you don't have the common sense not to swim
in
the water.
Yes, right. I mean, Zoe's prediction, there was some logic behind it.
Oh, of course, because everyone knows when a shark's going to be in the water.
Well, he was saying that some kid who's going to go out there swimming with the seals because he's cocky and he says, oh, no, shark is going to get me. But this is a guy who...
The seals are everywhere.
Not everywhere. Like, if you go over on the Bayside and the, like, beaches off of, like, you know, Dennis, like Mayflower Beach.
Do you get
and,
the waves like, all there?
No, it's a long, low tide. There are some waves.
But what if I want to shred Mother Nature?
Then you're probably going to be dealing with it's a little more sharky in those areas,
All right,
I would
so
think.
Basically, if I want to get down to shredding, I can't go to Cape Cod anymore.
Well, you can do it, but I would avoid the seals, and I would avoid, I don't know, swimming in 8 to 10 feet of water like this guy was.
I know. What a psycho, swimming in 8 to 10 feet of water.
You know what? Swimming in the ocean... And again, it doesn't have to be in 8 to 10 feet. It can be in 3-4 feet. I get it. But there's something about swimming in the ocean where you can't touch bottom that I've got a real problem with.
I don't have a problem with that.
Wallach, you swim in the ocean?
Yes.
Do you go out where it's above your head?
I have, yes.
I have. Yeah, do you do it normally?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
So do I.
Crazy.
I swim like a fish.
Well, this guy swam, too. He gave his first interview. He's been in the hospital for 2 weeks.
What's he
gave his first
for?
Interview. He said he felt an incredible pain shoot through his left leg and
really?
Realized he was being attacked by a shark. This guy's a neurologist, by the way, from New York. He said he gave the shark a strong smack in the gills with his left hand.
You got to hit him in the nose.
Well, they say the gills. He says, I thought I remembered something about the gills, and I just reached down with my left hand
Maybe
and I got him in the gills.
Maybe you should check your own brain, neurologist.
Well, let him go. But he's got the arm cast, he's got bandages, a brace around most of his left leg. They said the only reason why he lived is that it somehow missed, like, major arteries. But they got him off the beach. He had all this blood loss. There were medical professionals on the beach. They helped carry him up to the dunes and started to, work on him so that he wouldn't lose too much more blood. He said the pain was excruciating. I remember the helicopter landing, and then he doesn't remember anything for the next 2 days.
All right, JP, go ahead.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Hey.
Hey, so I was on in East Ham that same day at the same time over at the Coast Cod Beach. When you see seals in 20 feet of water, you're going a foot of water. There's sightings, there's signs everywhere. When you don't see anyone past 2 feet of water, you don't go into 9 feet of water. The next day, we went over to Orleans. That morning, they had a shark sighting. When you hear of a shark sighting and you see the seals, you don't go in the water. It's just common sense. You don't do it. This guy was out way too far.
Well, if you can't swim in 8 feet of water, you're not going to be able to use the beach. I mean, if I own property in Cape Cod, and I'm not kidding, I'm freaking out because I have no idea how long I'm going to be able to go in the ocean. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, what's not being reported is for the last 30 years, that's the nude beach on Cape Cod.
Ooh.
That's why it's 300 yards up from the actual parking lot. That's why there's no, you know, coverage from Coast Guard or lifeguards or anything like that.
Really? Oh, so
interesting.
So okay. you got to deal with the little shrinkage when you come out of the water.
So unofficial nude beach, is that what you're saying?
I just think he said there was a nude beach.
He said it's under unreported nude beach. So
I think he said it hasn't been reported in this story.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So,
but I can't believe that's like a legal, like, it, yeah, this is where you can take all your clothes off and walk around on the
maybe
beach.
Maybe it goes unsaid. But I'll tell you, I mean, I would be very nervous. I mean, if you're in an ocean where it's dangerous to be 8 feet out, and or there's days you can't use it because there's sharks around, that's not a place where I want to own property.
Yeah, I would never swim on the Cape. You kidding me? Never. Not anymore. Not a chance.
So basically, the humans have ruined Cape Cod.
But you say the Cape, that is a huge chunk of land.
Well,
and there are places where...
Where?
I will still go. I told you, on the bayside where this long, low tide that goes out for like
but then you
half
deal
a mile.
With,
and it's
you got to
like,
deal with Zach and Slater and their whole business.
That's a good point.
I mean, there are places over on that side
preppy.
Where they don't see sharks. There's
yeah, but
no
that's the bayside.
I don't
but
care.
What if I want waves?
Okay, well, that's... But you keep saying the entire Cape. All the property values on Cape Cod are going
right.
in the toilet.
You don't think...
Because
that,
you can't swim anywhere on Cape Cod.
You don't
that's
think
not true.
If you can't go in the ocean side of it, that doesn't lower prices on Cape Cod?
There are certain beaches where I would think, yes, that's going to be a problem for some people.
No matter where I'd go in the water with one, you know, looking over my shoulder. That's what would happen.
But that's going up the coast now, too. That's not just Cape Cod. I mean, they're seeing sharks all over the place.
So you're fine. Doesn't matter. If you're fine. No matter where you are in the Cape, you're good.
It's like I say words and you don't hear them.
No, on the bayside, I get that.
On the bayside, there are certain beaches where you can look out forever. And it's like, I think it's safe to stand in waist deep water with the kids on a beach where you can walk out hundreds of yards and not get any deeper than that. And there are thousands of people around you where like, yeah, you can splash around and feel more than safe.
But that's not what you want.
That's not what you want. I'm not going surfing there or anywhere else.
That's true. He doesn't go out. If he can't touch bottom, that's it. He stops.
Yeah. I'm not going out and
that's
swim.
Different. You know, a lot
I'm not
of people,
going out there Everclear style, swim out past the breakers and watch the world die.
No one, by the way,
good reference.
I don't think a lot of people, you know, it's not obvious at all, but normal people like a beach with waves. And they like to be able to duck their head in. Not everyone wants waist-deep water. I'm telling you, the environment is going to make Cape Cod a place that no one wants to go.
Part of Cape Cod.
Yeah, the part that people would want to go.
Everyone's just going to move north. Everyone will just move and face the other way.
Yeah, what do you think is more valuable land, bayside or oceanside?
I'd guess oceanside, Fred.
Yes, I would guess so, too.
Yes.
I have no idea. Look up property values in Dennis and then look up property values on other beaches and you tell me which one is worth more.
All right. Well,
you're just making assumptions.
Would you buy a house that's on the ocean side of Cape Cod?
Well, they're both on the ocean. There's Cape Cod Bay and there's
the
other side.
The other side. Which would you prefer?
South-facing beach. Would you buy something on a south-facing beach?
No, I would go I like the beaches better on the north side.
This is before all this shark stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And I've been down there. I've been to a lot of different beaches. I prefer the ones on the other side.
You're not a strong swimmer.
It's got nothing to do with swim. It's just like, what beach do you like better? I mean, they're easier to go on. I think they're sandier. They're less rocky.
You're not a strong swimmer.
That's it. It's because I'm not a strong swimmer.
Ryan, go ahead.
Party, oh my God, man. Like, you don't think anybody likes surfing or actually swimming? Would you rather just sit there, like, in a kiddie pool level of water and splash around?
No, I'm not saying no one should go on the other side, but Fred is making these blanket statements like, all of Cape Cod is going to be worthless because of sharks. Like, well, they don't spot sharks everywhere, and there's some people who don't want to go. There are some people who don't want property in Chatham, or there are some people who don't want property in Truro where all the sharks are being spotted.
Yeah, you know, there and are then places there's a lot of people that do.
Yeah. So for those people, yeah, it's going to be an issue for them, but it's not an issue for everybody.
It's an issue that could have been avoided had people been more responsible.
Worried about the environment a little more.
I think that's absolutely the case.
Recycle a little more. Stop burning holes in the ozone layer.
I mean, there's a, what is it? There's a...
less hairspray.
There's a, well, you're joking, but there is a load of trash in the Pacific Ocean that's the size of Texas. And it is out there, which is very concerning. And so you make these sarcastic statements, but it's indeed there. Hard Knocks was last night, and it's covering the Cleveland Browns. And the fat offensive line coach talks again. So we will have that for you.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub, where Thatcher and Rich, the Cleveland Browns, are featured on Hard Knocks. And every time there seems to be a story... Bob Wiley is the overweight offensive line coach who speculated that the, I mean, when I say overweight, he's not, you know, like 10 pounds overweight. He's at least 100 pounds overweight. He loves to sit. We've learned that. And he also says the U.S. won World War II just doing push-ups, sit-ups, and jumping jacks, to which I raised the point that there was a atomic weapon that was dropped during that war. That, you know, I don't think
it wasn't done all completely without the aid of mechanics.
Yes,
there was and feats of engineering.
Yeah, there was
technology,
a hydrogen bomb, I believe.
This is the guy from that we heard. I think it was last week.
We got stretch. Everybody get ready for stretch. This is my favorite part is stretch. I get to sit down for 10 minutes.
Meet Bob Wiley, the Browns offensive line coach.
I'd rather watch a plant grow than stretch. Stretch is way overrated. Did you know World War I, World War II, all those guys that fought in that war, they did push-ups, jumping jacks, sit-ups, climbed the rope and ran. But none of this fancy s***, okay? Right? And they won two world wars. Two world wars by doing jumping jacks, push-ups, and sit-ups. Two world wars. You think they were worried when they're running across Normandy about stretching? Are you kidding me?
A few people might have pulled a hammy.
Well, let me see. Give me my rubber band so I can stretch to run across that beach. You got to be kidding me.
You know, a lot of people say that you need a big old two-ply toilet paper. But you know what I say? I say, give me a stick with a sponge.
Why not go back to wearing the wool socks? And the you know, the big pie tin hats and all that stuff.
Yeah, you wear
go back to everything from back in World War
I. You wear a tin hat, it also works as a latrine.
Right.
You get in there and you go, oof, I made a mistake. It's not my fault. Please forgive me. But I thought something else was happening. Hey! I blanked it.
And I
for you. And it's about going pull. It's an emergency. I can't figure it out. When you look at my leg, it's going out. Nah. Don't look at me. I made a mistake. Nah. Please give me sweatpants. Hey. I had to burn my underwear. Hey. Get the trash can. Hey. Where's the rest of the bacon? All right.
Here is Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon, of course, very talented. Suspended for marijuana several times. He's back in the locker room, and he wants to know what's going on with the Cleveland Browns.
Star wideout Josh Gordon is back with the team for the first time since early June and eager to get back to playing football.
Not too many new plays, which works good for me.
I'm low-key surprised, though.
Okay, like new plays, yeah.
Yeah, there's not that many new plays. Pretty much like the same hit.
So, Josh Gordon, when was the last time he played?
A couple of years ago.
2014?
Yeah.
There's no plays. Why invent? Why do anything new? Who could conceptualize something new? Gordon, just come in here and do some jumping jacks.
Climb the rope.
No need to stretch.
Climb the rope. Look out below.
Do you have to climb the rope in gym class?
I never could do it.
You know what? I take it back. He 2014, he did play 5 games last year before checking himself back into rehab.
All right. Well, there was not obviously a lot of difference between what was going on. Hey, hey, hey. Oopsie daisies. Get your golf cart. It's time to get your locker room. And I've ran out of backup pants. Please give me another chance. Get 5 towels and I will cover up. I need them to be long so you don't see my nuts. La, la, la. Please do me a favor. La, la, la. My wife can't sleep in the same bed as me because it looks like a Pollock painting. When I am awaking during the night, I make some mistakes. That's why when I was younger, it was hard to go on dates. Nah, nah, nah. Even prostitutes leave.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a month, 2 months.
Yeah.
I pretty much know all of these, so I'm just straight. They might as well let me practice today. Give y'all a break.
Pick a load.
Yes.
All right, so there you go. The Browns continue to cover themselves in glory. And now Hugh Jackson is blasting music, and the players and the coach, our own Bob Wiley, don't like it. So here he is.
Yeah, not that hard. Just play Al Green. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Turn it up.
Turn it.
He going down. Huh?
This was the first time. This was playing the first time I crushed my wife. Honey, relax. Whoopsies. One of my boobs seemed to have suffocated you.
Hey, that's right. Your boy had to have it. I had to give some of that for 95. 95 don't want to listen to all that rap all the time. Let's go.
They trying to put y'all to sleep. Or they trying to get y'all to make some babies.
To playing peaches and herb, more like spaghetti and sausage.
What? Is there anything worse than a guy's trying to force his music on you?
Well, that's everybody. It's everybody on the planet.
Man, come on, I want to hear that, man. Why am I here? I'm like, hey, I got 2 kids already.
Cut that music off.
Hey, when you in your English class, when you were in high school,
did you ever? When you were in English class in high school, when you were reading Beowulf, did you ever cut one? My life has been like the Great Gatsby, but instead of living next to someone rich, I broke a toilet. I was in a high school to play Huckleberry Finn, but the raft kept breaking. Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Get out of the way!
Hey, when you in your English class, when you were in high school, did the teacher turn up that radio really loud in the middle of that class?
I used to turn the radio up really loud in class.
Why?
So no one would know any better. When I cut the cheese. You get it? I'm sorry for the girl behind me.
And I'm gonna... Shahat! Up! Shahat! Up!
That's it.
Right. When I was in high school, step on there. The coach would stand there. He'd grab these things here, grab them. Right.
Yeah, and just point to his chest. He'd grab them and say, "You're bigger than my wife."
The coach would stand there. He'd grab these things here, grab them. Right. And he'd be yelling and screaming at you to push this.
He'd be going, "Hey. You got lovely jugs."
Right, and he'd be yelling and screaming at you to push this. He'd be saying, "What am I doing this for?" Okay? And it hasn't changed since 1932. Look at it.
All's changed is the size of my areolas.
You got one more.
Hey, hey, hey! I got big areolas.
And I'm gonna
stick up my shirt. And there's not a thing that you can do.
You got it.
I can walk around naked and not get any heat. Because when I have fat, that covers all my meat. Hey, hey, hey. I'm basically a eunuch.
I'm basically a eunuch.
Yep.
Asexual.
Uh-huh.
Since 1932, the body hasn't changed in 200,000 years. So why should the sweat?
That's right. Well, good for you.
There's no chance that he's compensating for a lack of masculinity by driving that Maserati, is there? I mean, that's not in the cards for him.
Well, I'm looking for something I really can't fit in. I said, I went to the dealer and I go, "You got something that's going to be super uncomfortable? I'd like to steer with my belly." "Nah, nah, nah. Sorry, can I get a key for the bathroom?"
You got one more in you?
No.
You keep going.
I was kind of hoping.
Hey, hey, hey. Take off that shower curtain. Because I've run out of pantaloons. And I got to get the heck out of Dodge. I'm not having a good time sitting here in the nude. Please put this shower curtain on me so I can get some food. Nah, nah, nah. I'm naked as a Jaybird.
Pantaloons?
Pantaloons. Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
Thatcher and Rich.
The sports sub, the gentleman that wrote the book about the NFL that he had complete access to, a bunch of owners, players. There's a lot of good stuff about the Patriots in there. He'll be joining us at 8:20. But first, Hardy, you are going to have a segment for us.
Right. Well, you know, in the wake of J.D. Martinez and some of the tweets that have come to light, an Instagram post that he has put out there, I thought it would be instructive to go back and look at some past tweets from some Sports Hub personalities and see if there's anything maybe back there that you could identify, something that they would go back and maybe change. Really, it's more just a case of looking at old tweets, things that maybe you'd be embarrassed by, and it'll be your job to determine who tweeted what. And I've selected one tweeter from each of the shows, from the morning show, the midday show and the afternoon show. So there will be one person. You guys have to determine who tweeted what.
Okay. All right. We will have that for you, but first the headlines.
Touchdown Fairtire Studio. This is the home of the New England Patriots.
Touchdown Patriots.
WBZ FM and HD Boston. 98.5 The Sports Hub.